Clear the screen, shift the scene. You're the writer of this dream. Let go of fear, let go of doubt. Stop playing the version that pulls you out. Clear the screen, clear the noise. Choose again, you've got the choice. The story changes when you see. Anxiety came to set you free.
Welcome back to the Clear the Screen show. I am Melissa Dealey.
And I am Billy Adme, and we are so excited to have Kim on the show today. Welcome, Kim.
Thank you for having me, you guys. I'm very honored to be here.
And we are excited to have you and to introduce you to the audience, Kim. Kim is a master practitioner of NLP, timeline therapy, hypnotherapy, and an NLP master coach. She guides individuals to tap into their inner resources and unlock their full potential. With a career spanning 33 years as a nurse in various specialties, including emergency, infectious disease, and cardiac wellness, Kim has developed a deep understanding of the human body and mind. As a former international-level gymnast turned triathlete and a degree in kinesiology, Kim has always been passionate about health and wellness. However, it was the discovery of NLP and hypnotherapy that truly transformed Kim's life and purpose. And now Kim is dedicated to empowering others to overcome negative emotions and limiting beliefs, unlocking their true potential. So Kim, I'd love to dive into your story and have you share how you have started using these tools in your life in order to move yourself from victim island to solution city.
Well, it's really been a transformation over a one-year period. And the initial part of it was my introduction to the lovely Billy Adme. She found me, NLP found me. I wasn't searching for it, but it came into my life at like just the right time because I was experiencing some major things in my life. A large part of what I was experiencing was I had just been taken off work because of a knee issue. And so now I'm waiting for a knee replacement. And it was a blessing in disguise because then I had this time to focus on myself, like solely on myself. And then when Billy found me and talked about this NLP stuff, I was like, what is that? And so I just went with my gut and I thought, I'm in the right place at the right time. I've got the time, I've got the energy, I've got all of what I need to focus on me. So let's just dive right in. So that was my experience in finding NLP. And so this whole idea of Victim Island and Solution City has become a very major part of my life. It is transformational. It doesn't sound like anything too big, but it's like an overwhelming change in my life that I experienced when I went through with Billy the first time my breakthrough. So dissolving limiting beliefs and negative emotions, clearing that all out first was the very first step. After that, it was left up to me to take action and then to, you know, change my way of thinking, work towards my goals. And so I took that on. And the first part of it was clearing all of the negative stuff out. And so that was really the transformational side of things for me because it was like a reset. It was like a new beginning. So, and then I learned about all the amazing tools that NLP provides in order to like implement on a daily basis. So my philosophy now is to live in the moment and use the tools daily, actually, to build new neural pathways. So to dissolve negative thoughts that come in on a regular basis because it's been a habit, and just changing from that way of living to a new way of living. And it has been transformational. So this idea of victim island, being a victim, not knowing any solutions, blaming the world for your issues. Why is this happening to me all the time? And then changing that. And I say, like, I love it because I hop on this fancy boat and then I go all the way over to Solution City where anything exists, like the lights and the the possibilities and the solutions, they're all there. They're all free, and you can be as creative as you want to be. And so that is the idea of moving off victim island, wallowing in the negativity of it and going, why is this happening to me? And changing, and I say this every single day, how is this happening for me? It completely changes the way I think, and it lights me up inside. And I, instead of that feeling of being stuck, then I get out of it. Then I go, I actually visualize myself getting on a boat with all my friends in the academy. And then we head over there and they're like, well, what about this solution? Oh, what about that solution? Or what about that solution? Oh my gosh, what about that one over there? And so that's the idea of victim island, going to Solution City. And it really does transform your life, transform my life, and is doing so on a daily basis.
I love what you said there, Kim, is that you took the action steps.
Yes.
Right? It is, and we, Melissa and I, are so big on this in our academy that, you know, this is not a do-to process, which a lot of our programming says, something's wrong with you, go get fixed. And we say, well, there's nothing wrong with you. It's just we need to make some adjustments. However, you're the one who needs to do the work. We can't do anything for you. And I love that you use that word action, because you took tiny little action steps. And every time, you know, you fell back, you knew now, okay, I could come back to the community and keep moving forward. Because life is tough. We're not going to lie. It's not rainbows and unicorns out there, which is why our community is so important. And why having these tools on a daily basis, like you said, is so important. So I want to commend you, because I know Kim before and I know Kim after. And a lot of the times we don't notice our shifts. Other people can notice it more, right? Sometimes when you want to lose weight, you don't really notice because you're looking at yourself every day. Or like your kids, you know, when they grow, they seem the same, and someone doesn't see them after 6 months. Like, oh my gosh, you grew so much. So I personally, it's been an honor to see your transformation. And now that you're stepping into this new role with such alignment and reverence for who you are, is honestly, it's like such an honor to watch. So I just want to commend you. Well done.
Well, thank you very much to you both for providing the opportunity on this journey to be where I am today. I mean, I never imagined that I'd be doing what I'm going to be doing, but it just feels right. It feels like I'm in the right place. And there's so many different applications for it in every aspect of your life. It brings you to a wholeness that you never thought you could experience before. And so, you know, and a large part of that has to do with what you did with me, Billy, the parts integration. So, you know, I remember having that session with you, and I was so frustrated as you were talking to me about all these different parts that I had, that one part does this and another part does this and another part does this. And I'm like, what are you saying? They're all the same. Like, they're all. And then I was like, boom, it hit me. And I'm like, yes, so many people are living their lives like I was, thinking that they have to put on a hat for this role. They have to put on a hat for that role and another role, when all these hats should be one. Yeah. All these parts of us that are doing all these different things, if we come together, we can be way more successful and way more time efficient, et cetera, and reach our goals much quicker if we just integrate everything together.
And we love that particular technique, because it is bringing our clients into wholeness. And when we bring the parts together into one, we don't have that internal battle going on. And how much energy were you losing previously with that internal battle going on that is no longer running inside of you?
Yeah, it's mind-boggling when I think back to how a large part of my life was, I won't say wasted, because everything evolves as it should, and into a readiness to see, you know, what it is in your life you really want to change. And so it all serves a purpose. But when I look back and go, whoa, like, it was crazy what I was trying to do. No wonder I was exhausted, overworked, overwhelmed, frustrated, and like it was taking a physical toll on my body.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And my mind and my relationships and everything.
And so I love that you came through this work for yourself. And then because of the results, you knew that you couldn't just keep this to yourself. And you decided to come through Amplify Impact Academy and do your practitioner training, and then have since done your master practitioner training. And that's where it's come full circle for you. And you've come into this clarity around your purpose in this work. And going back to looking at who you were before, the burnt out nurse, and how many others can you now help? So I'd love for you to just talk about the fact that you've really come into clarity around this and where you see yourself going now that you have all of this training and your ability to help even more people.
Yeah, you know, to be honest, I don't know that I can do my prior life. I would love to say that I'm going to be able to go back into the same system and do the things that I was doing before with the tools that I have. But honestly, that would be not putting myself first. And nobody has energy to give away. Their cup doesn't get full if everyone around them is sucking that energy out. And I think in certain situations, no matter, you have to have, I had to make this realization that I've done that, been there, done that. I understand how hard it is in the system. And I have to ask myself, do I want to be part of that anymore? Or can I make a larger impact going elsewhere? And I've came to that realization, and you guys know that, in my master practitioner, where I had like an aha moment of, this is now what I want to do. Is it's so powerful that I can help so many more people this way. Yes, I could go into the system and play their game. However, the game is too big. On a one-to-one basis, perhaps I can make an impact. But no, it's got to be like you said, Billy, it's really up to the individual that wants to be helped with this process to take action.
Yeah.
It's not going to work as I want you to fix me kind of situation. So it's not going to work for everybody. But there are an awful lot of people out there that would jump at the opportunity to release negative emotions and to release limiting beliefs and be able to work with who they really are, of who they're really meant to be, with their true potential. And that's kind of where I'm at right now. And I never really realized that I was so stuck before. I was forcing myself to do things, trying to always change what's happening outside when really there's no control. There's no control about what's going on outside. And the biggest thing for me was with NLP is discovering that you actually have all the control in every moment with your thoughts. You can choose a negative thought or you can choose a positive thought. You have the control. And I have the tools now because we're human and we all have negative thoughts still, but starting to make it a habit of choosing the positive thoughts over the negative thoughts and knowing what to do with the negative thoughts as soon as they arise. And, you know, the techniques that we use, like the stop sign and the sun strategies and stuff like that for negative emotions, are like life-changing. They're so simple and they're life-changing.
You know, Kim, how they say that, you know, you're always attract someone that you used to be. And I think that's why the universe brought us together was I was two car lengths ahead of you, because also being a first responder and being in the system, quote unquote, you know, at the core of us, we want to serve and we want to help people, right? And that's why a lot of first responders do the work that they do, because we don't get paid enough to do the work that we do. So we definitely don't do it for the money. However, the money gets comfortable because we get into those golden handcuffs with the pension and the benefits. Mm-hmm. And I have the same feeling that you have, is that I could never go back to my old life as a cop. I just could never, because the system itself is so out of alignment with who I am and who you are now that you've realized that, is that we can bring change from the outside as opposed to going into the system. And for you, you know, being like, there's so many burnt out nurses out there right now that are, again, maybe not looking for another business or another career. I certainly didn't know I was going to be doing this, right? Just like you didn't think. And that's kind of how it was the same with Melissa. She never thought, like, you know, she comes from the corporate world and now here, you know, being the healers and the light workers of the world, I still had to do some work around the imposter syndrome around that. I'm like, really? I'm a cop. Like, I had to arrest bad guys for a living. However, I know that there are so many first responders and people out there that are wanting to find some work that is more fulfilling and rewarding outside of the system. And as you know, this is such a lucrative business as well, because for one, it's pandemic proof, it's recession proof. You can work anywhere in the world with our, you know, our seals, our designations are valid in over 40 countries in the world. And with the shift that's happening on the planet right now, there's more people, you know, waking up to, I don't really want to do this life anymore the way it is, right? And I kind of, as much as the pandemic was tough, I give it credit for that reset.
Yeah.
Right? But it kind of let people kind of have this, like, the whole planet went through it at the same time. We all kind of realized, wait a minute, I don't actually like this job. Wait a minute, I don't like this relationship. I don't like this body. What's happening? And then nothing happens by coincidence, right? We know that. And so I think this moment in time is so exciting to be in this business now, is because you've experienced the power of these tools, right? That's why I have an easy button on my desk.
Yeah.
Literally is, you know, the easy button of life is getting in touch with your unconscious mind. So I know, Melissa, you're running the questions, but I'm going to just throw a question in here.
Okay.
Because this is what we talk about a lot, is getting that rapport with your conscious and your unconscious mind. So what for you has been that defining moment of, I get it now, why I want to have that rapport with my unconscious mind and why I need to give it the respect it deserves? So was there a defining moment for you that happened?
Well, I don't think there is really a defining moment, but it's gaining the knowledge first and knowing the fact that there is an unconscious mind. Like, I didn't even know there was an unconscious mind that does all the things that run your body and has a perfect blueprint for health and listens to you at all times and protects you when you're young or when you've had negative events happen, but like that it's so powerful. So yeah, I was trying to run my life in that 10% push, 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 conscious mind, monkey mind, you know, all of the things that become very hard to manage your life through. And discovering the unconscious mind and the power of the unconscious mind made like all the difference in the world. So when would that have been? So I had my breakthrough with you, Billy, and then I went through the prac level of NLP, and it was a lot of learning and a lot of knowledge, but also a lot of getting in touch with my unconscious mind. So really getting to know it. So I think it's all kind of come together for me since I did my master prac, because I was in a situation with my sister having cancer for 10 months where if I didn't have NLP to support me through it, and my husband getting cancer, and then all my pets dying, I don't know that I would have survived it, honestly. But I came out doing pretty well, considering, and having this community to support me, which I feel so incredibly grateful and blessed.
I found this community,
and I can't imagine not being part of it, not in an addictive kind of way, but in a, like, just pure support and pure, like, you guys helped me move forward for sure. Like, I gained a lot of confidence but just watching you guys do what you do and how you're changing so many lives, I want to be part of that. Like, I want to be one of the Soul Sisters group with, you know, Amplify Impact Academy. And the more people we can help, there's a whole world out there. Like, I was starting to think, I wonder, you know, if I'm going to be able to get clients to do timeline therapy and hypnotherapy with. Oh, yeah. There's no doubt in my mind. Because
magnified healing as well, right?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Magnified healing. Yeah, that's another... wow, life changer tool. It's not really a tool. It's a sacred practice that I do every single day. And it has grounded me in, you know, so many things. Like, it's crazy. I couldn't live without it now. I can't imagine not getting up and doing this practice daily. which is just a beautiful complement to neurolinguistic programming and everything around that. So yeah, I'm excited to share that with the world too. The more magnified healers we have, imagine how much of an impact energetically wise what we can do for Mother Earth and all of these people that are living in so much fear, anxiety, pain, stress, burnout, you know, they just don't know their lives could be so much better. And I'm like a perfect example of that.
It's such an honor to see the grace with which you moved through your sister's passing. And as you said, the loss of animals, your husband's diagnosis of cancer at the same time, using these tools. And we are so proud of you for the way that you moved through that. And, you know, it's not over yet. And it's only been a few months. And, you know, grief will show up when grief shows up. And that grief, you know how to allow it to come through and process it as opposed to stuffing it down. Which is teaches us to do is stuff it down.
Yeah. And I allow it to come when it's coming and it's healthy. It's just healthy. Whereas, I don't know, maybe before, because I haven't experienced anything like such a loss before. Well, I guess I have with friends, but not with family. So yeah, I'm allowing myself to grieve like in a healthful way. That's all it can be, right? And then just knowing that, you know, people come to this earth plane to on their own journey, right? And there's no, and you guys helped me through this process because I was trying isn't the word. I was introducing to my sister so many things that I could help her with. And some of it she embraced and others she didn't. And it allowed me to give what I could and accept the fact that I wasn't going to change her journey. It's her journey, not mine. But I was with her through the process the best possible way I could be. And, you know, as a result, I don't have any regrets as to how it all
transpired.
Transpired, that's the word. Yeah, how it all came together and flowed and ebbed and flowed. And yeah, and then having my husband have cancer surgery on his eye on a Tuesday and my sister passing on a Friday would, you know, turn most people's lives upside down. But it didn't, because I had every tool I could, you know, I was sleeping well, I was balanced, I was implementing the strategies that I was given by Billy and still do, and the tools that I gained in the knowledge and everything that helped me maneuver that whole thing in the best possible way. And I can even talk about it. Like, it's been over two months since my sister passed. And yeah, I still have my moments, but like, I think the old me wouldn't even be able to have this conversation because I would be an absolute puddle of tears and mess, yeah. Like ugly crying on the ground kind of look.
And this is why we call like these life skills. Because we can't control what happens outside of us. However, we can control how we react to it and how we can, like you said, the perspective we can have on how life is meant to be and how, you know, we don't have to, me being like a recovering, you know, rescuer in shadow that wants to go and save the world. I actually remind myself that even with my own kids, that I have to let them go through their own lessons, and because that's where they're going to learn. Because if it's rainbows and unicorns, we don't learn. And as much as we want to protect all the people around us and our loved ones, everybody is on their journey and their soul has their own contract. And it's above our pay grade. We say this all the time. It's above our pay grade. However, we can give you some tools and techniques to help you manage your soul contract, because that's all you have control over. You have control over nobody else's. And as Melissa said, it's an ongoing thing, right? Right now, today's a full moon in Capricorn. I'm certainly feeling the energies, right? About the stuff coming up in your fights. What is it still in your life that you're not dealing with? And that's a constant. That's why we call this a lifestyle. It's not a one and done thing, right? And I love that you've incorporated it into your life and that you're walking proof that when you live the lifestyle, you can have a life that's happy, healthy, wealthy, because that's how it's supposed to be. It's not supposed to be all fear and stress and anxiety and all that, right?
Yeah. And, you know, I now have a new perspective on, you know, my hard life. There are a lot of people out there who have trauma, hard, difficult times in their life. But like, what a blessing to have gone through that and to know the contrast of it. Like, so unbelievable to me how I could have lived my, I mean, I left home at 16, unsafe environment. I learned mad skills at like survival, and I was pushing, always trying to do, you know, I'll show everybody how I can, you know, prove to the world how I can be so great. And all I want to do is help people because I don't want anyone to be in the situation I was. And at the same time, it just kept like taking my soul away bit by bit. And coming to this, you know, place of, I guess, like, not a breakdown, but like point of like, okay, I can't keep doing this. I want to help people, but I've got to do this a different way. And then voila, it came to me. And no surprise.
And let's talk to that, because earlier you said, you know, you didn't even know what an unconscious mind was when you came to this. And you came to this with a nursing, you know, medical background. I didn't know what an unconscious mind was either, and came from corporate background. And I know Billy said she didn't know either from her policing background. You have 33 years in the medical industry, mm-hmm. and a lot of study to get there, and your desire to help people. And yet you ended up in a place of burnout and realizing you weren't helping people. And so let's just talk to, you know, that experience, to where you're at now and the difference in your ability to be able to help people now, or how you see that.
Yeah. So I thought I was helping people before in the medical system, but the medical system is, it's very driven by big pharma. So, I mean, I worked in emergency, and I remember, you know, handing out 6-packs and 12 packs of Percocet. Someone would come in with an injury, and there would be no talk about physio, like what caused the injury, how to rehabilitate the injury. It would literally be the quick fix 12-pack Percocet. And how many people did we get addicted to that drug because we were handing it out like candy? I mean, because of my kinesiology background, I used to like spend a little extra time with people, because I'm like, okay, this is just going to help for the moment. But because you've injured this, had this injury, you're going to need some rehabilitation and some strengthening and rest and all the rest of it. It's just one pill that's going to take the pain away for now and possibly lead to more taking more pills. That's not the answer. Like, that's kind of one of the biggest examples of, well, there's so many, I'm sorry, but there are. And so then we're just constantly putting out the, you know,
the fire.
Yeah. Like we're putting a Band-Aid solution on the problem, and never, this always, I always had a problem with this. We're never looking at the cause or different solutions. Like, it's always just like, put a Band-Aid on it. And so I really, when I found NLP and I found like there was just a really different way of getting to the root cause of issues. And most physical issues are because of emotional trauma or emotional pain that one holds in one's body. Cancer, all that is related, because until you look at the person holistically, which we're not doing in our system, you can't, you just keep putting a band-aid on it. You're not really helping people. You're helping them in the moment. And then they're just getting addicted to someone else helping them with their problem. They're not taking responsibility for their own part in that problem. And they may not know, like most people don't even know what, you know, the initial problem could be related to. And we know now, like, pain is just, it's an emotion that's held in the body. And there's so much more we can do with these types of modalities and skills and techniques and everything else combined. Imagine how we could change the world. Imagine how many people we could help in the system if we just got to the root cause of all the problems.
Yeah, I love how you say the word. I don't know if you noticed this, Kim. Mm. We wanted it to look at the cause and get to the solution, which is now exactly what you teach and help other people, is getting them to Solution City and being at cause instead of
right.
It all comes down to the programming. There's something wrong with me. I need to go outside and get something to fix it. Cancel, cancel, cancel. We know that's not like this.
Yeah.
Where I think your and all our mission here now lies is helping people wake up to that programming, learn to rewire it through the tools that we have, so now they can reprogram themselves for success and health and happiness and healing and all that. And so I feel like, I don't know if you noticed the words that you're using. Like, see, this was always in your future, just the timing was.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting when I learned about cause effect, because effect is Victim Island and cause is Solution City. So you always want to be in cause versus effect. And so it's just, it's all about the language, right? But I love how many more solutions there are to every life issue that we can come across. And the whole basis of NLP and breakthroughs and timeline therapy and hypnotherapy is to get to the root cause.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so the whole system has to change.
Most amount of change, least amount of work.
Right.
Amount of
work. And that's exactly what it takes. It really is a very quick process. It's not years and years and years of therapy, years and years and years of treatment. It can literally happen in 10 to 12 hours. You can completely transform your life. But that doesn't mean that you stop doing the work, because the work is on a continual basis, but it just gets easier and easier and easier. And then you push that easy button over and over and over. And this is getting easier and easier and easier and easier. And you start to see the pattern and change the behaviors and the strategies and doing things, and you realize, you almost laugh at your monkey mind now. You're like, you think you have the solution. You don't.
I love how you say that too, Kim, that, you know, 10 to 12 hours, you can change your life, and yet you're not done. Because the 10 to 12 hours, what that's doing is literally rewiring the neurology into a little bunny trail. And right. Then we need to deepen that bunny trail into a 2-lane road, a 4-lane road, and an 8-lane highway. And that's the tasking and taking the action that you're talking about that deepens that neurology such that the brain automatically goes there, so that it's really easy for you to be doing those behaviors because you've deepened the neurology and paved that new pathway.
Yeah, that is the key, the new neurology, because the old neurology has been firing on a negative basis. So it does take time. It will take time. It will take action. And it will take, for me, it's just getting better and better and better. The more I practice it, the easier it does get. But you can't be under the illusion of when you do this. It's like anything, the more practice you do, the better you get. And then it becomes, you know, it just becomes normal, like everyday
nature.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the fourth stage of learning, right? That,
yeah.
Just competence.
Competence.
Yeah. Or, you know, our unconscious mind can drive our car now because we've gotten to that point where we've done it enough times. And that's why Melissa was talking about, you want that neurology to get so deep that that's just how we operate now.
And you could,
you know, practicing.
Yeah. What I've noticed, like, is just there's not all the noise there used to be. All of it. La, 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 la. It's so much calmer. Like I'm seeking out calmness in every moment. Like I have beautiful music playing and I have like, I'm more in nature. I'm doing the things that are calming down my nervous system every day. And that's only reinforcing everything else as well. So, you know, I was very much in my fight, flight, sympathetic nervous system for most of my life. That's what kept me alive, surviving. And then there hits a point where like you can only release those chemicals so much longer until you like literally screw up all your organs, like your adrenal glands and all the rest of it. So, I mean, who doesn't want all those beautiful chemicals like the parasympathetic, the calm, the dopamine, the serotonin, and oxytocin, all the good chemicals. And I mean, you don't have to get those from a pill. Your body will produce them in the right state. So keeping your IR, your internal representation of what you're thinking and what's running the show in your head, positive, will release all those really good hormones and neurotransmitters into your body, which then makes you feel good, right? You don't even have to take a pill for that. Your body will do it. It's intelligent. It knows how to keep you alive. It wants to keep you alive. And so that was another thing I really, really, I learned and I'm going to be sharing with the world. You know, when you're in your fight flight, you feel it. It starts to exhaust you. You become burnt out because you're releasing cortisol all the time and you're actually doing damage to your body and your health. So all you need to do is change your thoughts and that changes everything.
Right. And that's one of the reasons we bring the three principles into our teachings as well, which is mind, consciousness, and thought, because that's what we have control over. And you know, it as simple as that concept is of just control your thoughts, control your life, it really is that simple. However, sometimes we need some little stepping stones to get there, which is where the NLP and the timeline therapy comes in. It's the easy route, right? It's not going through the storm. It's now like, here, we have the map. You just need to follow the map and you'll get to Solution City.
Yeah, I think like it's super critical though to clear out all that negative stuff first, because you can think positive thoughts all day long, but all that stuff from the past is always going to creep in mm-hmm. and interfere with that. So that's why it's critical to do this step-by-step process yeah. of eliminating things that you don't want there and then bringing in the things you do want there and then setting up the strategies and the patterns and the behaviors to continually do that.
Yeah.
And
just like you said, Kim, that, you know, the system is the system. We have a system internally too, which is why the way we teach this breakthrough process is let's work on the entire system. So first we had to clear the past with the timeline therapy. Then we got to work on the present with the NLP. Then we use the hypnotherapy for the future. So we're working on the entire system for the person as opposed to, here, let's just work on one little piece that may make a little change. However, the system itself is still broken. Not broken, I don't want to use that word. Still needs some adjusting, right? Because if there's still some viruses and bugs in the system, i.e. the limiting beliefs, it'll still sabotage, you know, the goals and stuff.
Yeah, so that really is the key. So that's what I want to now help people with, because you're really... Again, you're just putting a Band-Aid on the problem instead of getting to the root cause, and that's the basis of everything. So it's going to be way more successful to do it this way.
Right.
And I mean, I'm in a prime example of how that can happen. I'm here to like share with the world my experience because I think it's so important to think about becoming part of this community. If you're stuck and you can't figure things out, this is where you're going to come to do that. I mean, I've done many, many things to try and help my problems and fix myself and, you know, self-help or shelf health, whatever that those books you read. You can read all the books in the world, but if you don't get rid of the root problems that exist, you're really just taking one step forward, two steps back.
Yeah. I mean, putting a Band-Aid on the symptom as opposed to actually dealing with the
problem. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's how our world functions, basically, in most ways, is it's putting a Band-Aid on problems instead of, imagine how many people and how this world would function so much better if we got to the root cause of problems that have been created by us and not knowing how to manage all of that. I mean, in businesses and like, you know, there's so much application to the government, healthcare, education. This should be taught in schools.
Totally. Absolutely.
This should be utilized in the healthcare system.
Yes. And again, it comes back to the programming, right? And this is where we shift the programming. However, the programming of most of society is, if I get sick, I go to the doctor and he fixes me as if I'm broken. And I'm not broken. And I don't want to give all my power up to one person.
Yeah.
Instead, let's work on A, getting to the root cause. It isn't a quick fix. There is no magic pill. And yet the programming believes that there is. Yeah. And this work ultimately is how we get to lasting total health, not just covering up a symptom with a Band-Aid. And then before you know it, guess what? There's another symptom because the body's smart and the body's going, ah, hello, you didn't address me. So here's a different symptom to see if you'll pay attention. And then people end up on 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different medications to deal with all of the different symptoms. And no one's going back to say, well, you didn't have high blood pressure 5 years ago. Why do you have high blood pressure now? Let's look at what's shifted and what we can do about that so that we can get you back to when you don't have high blood pressure. Simply as an example. And I also love what you said, Kim, about, you were talking about the internal representation and the movie screen of our mind's eye and how that impacts the neurotransmitters that our body is producing. And the work that you do now and that we all do here is literally helping people clear the screen of that internal representation. If someone's running the horror show and they're living in fight or flight like you used to be, the work that you do now helps them clear that screen and shift to the love story so that they can be enjoying the dopamine, the serotonin, the oxytocin, and having it be quiet up here in their mind and being able to live in peace.
Yeah, that is a beautiful vision in my head and my mind's eye, because who wouldn't want to live that way? Wake up every morning in gratitude and just going with the flow of your life. Yes, having goals and having aspirations, but letting the heart lead those goals and aspirations and letting things unfold the way the universe wants them to or has them planned for you, because, and your unconscious mind involvement, because your unconscious mind always wants what's best for you. You just have to trust that it does. And I'm getting, you know, practice in that every single day. And I'm really enjoying this practice. And I think it's so life transforming that everyone should be doing this.
And it gets you out of the stress state, because you're not the one that's in charge when you surrender to the fact that your higher self has all of the resources you need in this lifetime to fulfill your mission. And when you can tap into that and trust in the process, knowing that you're guided, you can get out of the stress state of having to force it and push it and make it.
Yeah.
And how much more enjoyable is that?
Yeah. And how many more creative juices flow?
Yes.
When you have a goal and you just like sit with it and trust that everything's going to come to you when it should, and trust that the words coming out of your mouth or going to, that are coming from your heart, are going to be spoken and said in a manner that's going to affect other people, or, you know, they can sense your energy. They know that if you're being authentic and real and you're coming from a place of love and you want the best for them, then nothing else matters.
Right. so love the way you speak now, Kim. I love it because you can tell that you're speaking from your heart as you're just talking about. And that's, you know, we say that when life is flowing, that means you're on the right path. When life becomes hard, it means you're not on the right path. And that's exactly what, you know, we are programmed to think, that if it's easy, or that it's too good to be true, in that life is supposed to be hard. And we're like, no, you know, life has been, from a business perspective, has been the easiest, not to be like, I still put a lot of effort in, like you said. However, it's not hard anymore because I know I'm doing my life's mission and my purpose. And so the universe wants to provide for that. And when I'm not doing my mission and my purpose, life gets a little bit more sticky, because it's supposed to be, that's the way the system was created, that if you're not meant doing what you're meant to do, the universe is going to be make it a little difficult for you. So it's like, hey, why don't you just move this way a little bit? Because, you know, that's not really the path we chose for you. And everybody has a magnificent path, and they all have gifts, and they all have wisdom, and everything that has happened up until this life, you know, and as much as we say, I wish I knew this 20 years ago. No, I needed to go through all those things. You needed to go through all those things as a nurse, through all the stuff that you went through in your life, in order for you to be able to live this mission of yours fully. Right. And I believe that myself. Like, I'm turning 50 this year, and I was like, wow, like, I feel like I'm born again, like the whole born again. I feel like I'm 20 again, like from a life perspective, because now I'm like, oh, I went through all the weird teenage years when you're starting to learn who you are. And now here I am. Now I get to do life again.
And it's so exciting. And I'm so excited that, Kim, you found this passion of yours, because we saw it in you. And we, as Melissa always, we say, like, our job is to see other people's magnificence, because sometimes they don't see it.
Right.
When you have someone to shine that mirror and that light on you to say, look, you are magnificent. That's, like, in my opinion, like the most rewarding career in the world.
Absolutely. I want to be able to shine. I want other people's magnificence to shine through. And that, to me, will be the biggest gift of doing. It's not about the money. It's not about the thing. It's about seeing someone transform into who they really need. Really, like, that's who they really are. They just had no idea.
And the money will flow, because the money is just a symbol of your service in the world. And
yeah.
You realize that that's when you're doing service from that place of love, and that you really want to just help people. The money will come, because that's just the way that the universe works again. Except, again, the programming says we need to go make money. We need to go make money. And they lead from that place, as opposed to a lead from a place of service.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that ties in beautifully, Kim. I have one more question for you. And we love to ask this question of our guests. And that is, what does amplify your impact mean to you?
Well, amplify your impact. I actually wrote some things down. I say it's like, personally, amplifying my impact is living intentionally with authenticity or authentically, and embracing my personal growth and self-improvement, being mindful and present in every moment, focusing on what truly matters to me, and then embracing each day with clarity, intention, and dedicating my time to continuous growth and learning, striving to build strong relationships and connections that amplify my influence, staying true to my values, and then, of course, sharing the knowledge and the expertise with others and empowering others to unlock their potential, and then being a source of support and guidance and inspiration for those around me. And that's it.
That's it. That was this great big long list, and you go, that's it. I love it.
No, there's more, but that pretty well, like, says it all. Yeah. And the community. So the community of Amplify Impact Academy, and what you guys are offering to others who go through the program, is incredible. So Clear the Screen and the different levels that you can join to be accountable for yourself, to have that community support when you need it, is really, really important. You can't do this alone.
Yeah. You're talking about the TLC membership and the
TLC membership. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's really why we created that, was to have that ongoing support and at the level that you want to put in, because we know not everybody's at the same level. And so we wanted to offer those different levels that, like for you, now you found your passion. So now, well, listen, I have the business resources to start this business, and you're not alone. Or we were alone when we started. We didn't know where to go. And so that's why we wanted, the more success our students can have, the more success then Melissa and I feel that our academy is successful, because your success is a reflection of our success.
Yes. And having all of that is going to make a world of difference for me, because it can be overwhelming starting a business and starting, you know, from square one. But having all of those resources in place can make it so much more seamless. And then it actually motivates me to get going and get doing. And then I can get into what this work will really mean to me, and that's helping others.
Exactly.
And that we created the, like, literally plug and play business platform. And then what you need to do is put your information in of Kim's business, and you can literally start doing what you do best, is helping others. And that's exactly why we created that whole business concierge piece of it too, was that you don't have to go out and find someone to do your website or go out and find a CRM. Like, it's literally all done for you. And so you can go out and actually amplify your impact, because that's the whole purpose of why we created this, so that we can spread the light out, because God knows that the world needs more light workers right now.
Well, I'm proud to be part of that team.
And we're honored to have you be part of that team. And we want to thank you for coming here today and sharing your story. It is such a powerful story, Kim. And we'll put all of your contact information in the show notes if people have resonated with your story and would like to work with you. I know there's many nurses that are where you were just a year plus ago and looking for support. So your contact details will be in the show notes. Thank you so much for joining us. And Kim's story is also a chapter in our Clear the Screen book. So if you would like to buy the book and read her chapter, please do that. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in each and every week to learn and uplevel yourself.
Yeah, let's go. Thank
you so much.
Clear the screen.
Clear the screen.
Awesome. Thank you, Kim.
So much love.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of the Clear the Screen show. If you love what you heard, take a screenshot, post it on social media, and tag us, because we would love to celebrate you.
And if you want to go deeper, scan the QR code, check out our Light Circle membership. This is a community where it's going to serve you and uplift you and empower you, because when you end your anxiety, that's where your abundance begins. And when you can amplify you, then you can impact others.